This is Central Oregon's Morning News on News Talk 1110 KBND.
On this historic day for Facebook, the governor will be in Facebook's Prineville facility.
It's good news so far for Bend U.S. postal workers. We'll explain.
Local tourism leaders say a big event this weekend marks the kickoff to the summer season.
And Sun River should have a new police chief sometime today.
With your local news, I'm Frank Bonacresti with Lori Robb.
1110 KBND, depend on us.
Today, Governor John Kitzhaber plans to tour Facebook's data center in Prineville. It's a historic day for the company as it launches a huge IPO. And this morning in Prineville, Governor plans to sign a Facebook-friendly tax bill passed by lawmakers this past session. Yesterday, the governor and Oregon's First Lady Sylvia Hayes and the governor were in Bend. In one stop, they visited a Head Start program at Healy Heights and honored efforts by Neighbor Impact. Hayes spoke about her Prosperity Initiative, where she's encouraging more Oregonians to get involved with helping organizations like Neighbor Impact.
The Prosperity Initiative that I'm working on really is taking a two-prong approach. On the one hand, we are raising awareness about the crisis of poverty in Oregon and about the inspirational organizations that are available to help people who have those immediate acute needs. But just as importantly, we're also really addressing the root causes. How do we start to prevent the need on the front end?
Hayes described her own battles with poverty when she was younger. The two also toured the Breedlove Guitar Factory.
It's good news so far for Bend's U.S. Mail Processing Center. The U.S. Postal Service announced yesterday that it intends to close 140 processing centers nationwide over the next 9 months. Oregon was spared from the current chopping block, but yesterday's list is only the first round of slated closures to help the post office consolidate and save on operating costs.
Thousands of people are coming to Bend this weekend in connection with the Pole Pedal Pedal. Alana Hewson with the Central Oregon Visitors Association says Bend's signature race comes at the perfect time for local hotels and retailers who could use a boost during a typically slow weekend.
Pole Pedal Paddle is really important to regional tourism, and it is definitely the stalwart kickoff to the summer season. And because it's been such a long-standing event and so successful and has grown over the years, it's really the way that we know that summer is on the way is we launch it with Pole Pedal Paddle Weekend.
The Pole Pedal Paddle features running, skiing, cycling, canoeing, and more running. Some athletes do all of the legs of the race, while others do partnerships or teams. Last year's race drew about 3,200 competitors, and about half of those racers were from outside the area.
And some of us do none. Sun River narrows down its police chief candidates to just two. In February, the Sun River Service District Board fired its chief of police, Mike Kennedy. Mark Mills from the Deschutes County Sheriff's Department has been filling in since then, and he is one of the final candidates. Ron Angel is on the Sun River Board.
Mark has been acting as the interim chief here since, late February when we took the action with Chief Kennedy. He continues to serve in that capacity. He's on loan from the Deschutes County Sheriff's Office, so that's still the situation there. The other finalist for the position is a man by the name of Scott Sterling, and he is from a town in northern Washington where he currently serves as chief of police there.
The public had a chance to meet the two candidates at the Sun River's new Shark facility yesterday afternoon. The board will make a final decision by this afternoon.
A Klamath County jury rules on a police shooting in Crescent Lake. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer has more.
A Klamath County grand jury has found an Oregon State police trooper was justified in shooting a man holding a woman hostage in Crescent Lake earlier this month. The officer was forced to shoot 28-year-old Alberto Martinez as he used a knife to hold his ex-girlfriend Melody Mickel as a shield. After the shooting, Martinez was treated for a minor head wound and jailed. The hostage was not injured. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.
The City Club of Central Oregon welcomed OPB political reporter Chris Lehman to St. Charles Medical Center for a presentation on civility in politics. Yesterday's talk focused on the causes, effects, and perception of incivility in the media and politics from a firsthand perspective.
I speculated that perhaps the biggest problem with uncivil behavior is that it distracts us from actually understanding issues. We sort of get diverted, our attentions get diverted as sort of a sideshow away from the real substance of the issue.
While there has been a number of high-profile cases of contentious politics recently, Lehman reminds us that while uncivil behavior makes the news, that is a good thing because it's still unusual enough to be newsworthy.
Oregon is following a national trend of declining foreclosures. We have this report from Brad Ford.
In Oregon, foreclosure filings are down by half from a year ago. That's 1,200 properties with 504 repossessions. The number of foreclosures is down 2.5% in April from March. RealtyTrack reports that foreclosures in the Portland area declined 43% from last year. The cause might be that lenders are focusing their attention on the East Coast, where there's a logjam of foreclosures in the courts. Oregon, Washington, California, Arizona, and Nevada don't require foreclosures to happen in court. In Portland, Brad Ford, News Talk 1110, KBND.